the show, Alabama A&M's head coach, Dalvin Howard, a buddy of mine. I cheer for his team all the time. The Bulldogs has been a good guy. And Morehead State with Sean Woods doing things in Huntsville. So, Coach Howard, what's up, man? How you doing, man?
Man, how you doing, JR, man? It's been a blessing to obviously see another year because these are some tough times right now. But, you know, we're doing good here in Huntsville, Alabama, and it was a great summer with the players. So we're excited. We're back on campus, and we're ready to get going again.
Let me ask you about those players, Coach. Having them on campus for normal June and July this year, not at their own devices, doing their own thing. So how was it to see that camaraderie amongst your young men who you brought in and the returners to seeing what you got so far? We're getting ready for this October tip-off here for practices.
You know, this summer has been great. You know, we really missed out last summer because our freshman class that we had recruited, it was another big class, and not to have them last summer, you know, I think it hurt us a little bit during the season as the season got going. But being able to have everyone back on campus this summer, it was huge. And also just the fact that we were probably one of the few schools across the nation that we didn't have anyone transfer out. Because, you know, the transfer portal, you know, it's hitting schools hard. It's helping schools and it's hurting schools. But we were very fortunate to have everyone return. And then we added two very good freshmen, and they were able to join us this summer. So now they're not behind come when we start up in the fall.
And, Coach, as you know, summertime is where you develop, Coach Howard, and not having that summer for those guys, and they was, like I said, playing, trying to learn trial by fire pretty much, and that's not how you want to have a freshman do. But thankfully, they stayed, stuck with you, they believed in you, and they stayed with you, and now they can be better for going here in this big year for you guys. You know, I know y'all have a nice schedule lined up as well. So tell us about that, Coach, that how just happy you are seeing your young men persevere through last year and be better for it to come out 21, like, okay, we did this last year, now we're going to be good to go.
You know, we're finally, and I can say that we're kind of now a veteran team. One thing about the SWAC, and we've done things a little bit different to where we have recruited and groomed freshmen and prep school players to where now the players that I actually recruited 2 years ago are finally, they're juniors. So now we have a little seasoning under our belt. And obviously now our freshmen are now sophomores. So now we think we can finally turn the corner because it's been a, you know, ever since I became head coach, it's been a rebuilding process to where we had to change the culture. But now we've got guys in the program that love basketball. They love the gym. You know, a lot of times I wake up early as far as getting to the office and working out. And a lot of times when I come to the gym to work out or just see what's going on, 6 a.m, I've already got guys in the gym shooting. And I keep telling them that just that type of dedication, that type of hard work is going to eventually pay off. And I think this is the year that we'll see it paying off.
And as a coach, it makes you feel so good seeing your young men working out without you telling them to, because that's the sign of a baller. I don't need coach to be able to make me work out. I work in my game without coach. I get up shots when the gym is even closed. So just for you knowing that your guys are that dedicated to that craft, that's making you feel so good about your team.
Well, you know, they really bought in, and once again, it starts also with that coaching staff. Now, we've had some changes here as far as my coaching staff, and sometimes that's just part of the business. Coaches, you know, they want to grow. And I've had several assistant coaches just get some great opportunities that they couldn't pass up. But the new coaching staff, they've gelled very well with our players. They were with them all summer, teaching them. And, you know, we're seeing the fruits of our labor. Like I said, I think this year is going to be a huge year. One thing about the SWAC, the coaches are great. The teams are great. And you have to prepare very hard for each and every game. So we're looking forward to it. Like I said, with our now, like I say, I can say we're a veteran team now. So, and I keep telling our players, this is the year that we should be competing for a championship without a doubt.
Most definitely. And you added two new schools this year, Bethune and Florida A&M to the SWAC. And I guess you all been the SWAC East, right? Is that right, Coach?
Yes. I had to think about it, but yes, we're in the East.
Yeah, I'm saying it's crazy. You got, you know, Coach McCullum's done a great job at Florida FAMU. Theus is new at Bethune, but do you got yourself, Mo Williams, and I guess what would it be? Alcorn is the other school in the East, right, with Landon Bussey?
I think so. Off the top of my head, I think so. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough division right there, you know, right there for you guys. But I think, like you said, in the SWAC, having continuity is key. A lot of schools, as you and I both know, are transfer firsts, JUCOs, but you got pipelines. So I like that set up already.
You know, I think so. And like you said, yeah, you know, we've added two new schools with two very good coaches, and Coach McCallum, Coach Theus. Coach Theus has been around a long time, bringing that NBA experience, bringing that college coaching experience, professional experience. So once again, you know, we know it's going to be tough. Then on the other side, you've got what I would consider two of the premier programs in Texas Southern and Prairie View. You know, they battled for the championship last year and, you know, very well coached teams that bring in great players, and they're returning some great players. So, you know, we just know that it's going to be a dogfight again as far as what we have to do and how we got to bring it each and every day.
And, Coach, for your young men, how have you approached them with the mental health aspect of it? Because I know last year was tough on a lot of young men. And mental health in sports has been very paramount with Naomi Osaka now, Simone Biles in the Olympics. So how have you got, and you and your staff, trying to help your young men mentally be refreshed and stable? Because I know being at age, dealing with COVID restrictions, being in school, they've been hard on them. And this year, I play basketball as well. So how do you kind of try to foster their mental health, make sure they're good on and off the court as well?
Well, you got to constantly have a relationship with them, talking to them, and it can't always be basketball. You got to talk to them about, like you said, just how are you doing today? How are you feeling today? You've got to cut back on some of those hours as far as practice time, especially during the season. Basketball already is a very long season because it goes both semesters. You know, we're the only sports that typically go both semesters. So you got to give them that adequate time off and give them some breaks. And, you know, I think that's very important, you know, and you've got to have people available just to talk to them also just outside of basketball. And I think that's very key. So you've got to have some resources within your university to say, hey, young man, if, you know, depending on how you're feeling, you might need to seek some outside help. So I think that, and our university does a great job with that as far as the mental health aspect.
Yeah, because as you know, Coach, like you said, you know, it's stressful enough. You know, in college, you know, I'm in my 30s and I get it. You know, I was their age not that long ago. I know how it was during that time. So like you said, and there are those breaks, because I feel like, you know, especially our community, Coach, mental health is kind of taboo in the black community still. We don't really want to address it. So the fact that on staff and in the university has counselors available for their young men to help them is so important, because too many times mental health is just kind of, we don't want to discuss that. They'll get over it. They'll be okay. Nah, so just here to talk to somebody and get it out, and then maybe they will be okay down the road.
No, I agree. And like you said, especially within the African-American community, it's always frowned upon and looked down upon. But now times have changed, and the young men and young women, they've changed also. So you've got to adjust to the times as far as a coach. You can't, and it's true, you can't be that old school coach just constantly on them. You know, you've got to have a great balance as far as how you approach your young men and young women in today's game.
Well, I'll say your approach to me is good with your young men. You know, you're not too high, not too low. You know, you do it in a nice way. You get on in a nice way. It's not like cutting. It's done in a very respectful manner. And I think guys respond to that. You know, if a guy's cussing me out every day, I might tap out on you, you know.
Exactly.
but you do it in such a nice, respectful manner, and guys respond to that because they know you care. You're trying to make a point, but it's not to demean or hurt them personally.
Yes, yes. And once again, I had a great mentor who I played for, and Coach Bartow. Coach Bartow never used any type of profanity. So, you know, and I try to take that same approach where I try to limit my profanity as best I can. But I'm not one of those guys that are constantly yelling through a 2-hour practice. No, you'll never get anything out of the players. And like you said, they'll shut down on you. So you've got to have a great rapport, a great chemistry with your guys. And once again, it starts off the court to where you've got to show that you really care for them, so they can trust you and open up to you. That way you can really help them through those tough times.
And last, I got two more for you, Coach. Talk about your new staff members you got there. I know one of them pretty well. Tell us about those guys and how they've been for your program here in this 2021 season. This is for you guys as you prepare for it.
Well, once again, you know, the staff that left, they did a tremendous and great job in helping rebuild the program. And like I said, you know, when a great opportunity comes along, you know, you got to reach out and take that great opportunity and move on. So, but, you know, I've been very fortunate with the staff that has come aboard. Kevin Missouri, who had ties with Texas Southern under Mike Davis when they were winning year after year after year. Coach Missouri is a great recruiter from California and just has a great relationship already with our players, does an excellent job, like I said, with recruiting and on the court coaching. Emmanuel Tommy, got him from McNeese State, where he is the director of basketball operations. He's got some ties to Alabama because he worked for Richie Riley as director of basketball operations at South Alabama. Just a young, energetic go-getter. Great with the X's and O's, very well organized and detail oriented. And like I said, great on the court with the players. Then I brought in a veteran coach, and he was my last hire, and that's Coach Johnny J.D. Williams. Once again, great pedigree because he was at Texas Southern these past 3 or 4 years, and he was up under Coach Davis and he was up under Coach Jones, and just brings a wealth of experience, a little bit older, bringing that experience, bringing that championship pedigree, great recruiter, great with the big man. He's going to orchestrate a lot as far as my defense. It is almost going to be like a defensive coordinator for me. So, you know, I'm ecstatic as far as what we're bringing to the table. And then we've had two holdovers. One of my former players, Brandon Houston, he's going to be in the program, and Marcus Merriweather, also one of my former players, he'll be in a support role in the program. So excellent staff.
Last one for you, Coach, this, man, when you come over here to Atlanta, Coach, what's your favorite spot to eat here when you come to town, man?
You know, I mean, that is a great question, and I have not yet designated like a favorite spot to eat, because I guess because whenever I come over to Atlanta, I'm always on the go, so I'm going from event to event, so usually it ain't good, but I might just grab a quick sandwich somewhere. So when I come over there, you're gonna have to treat me somewhere, because we have a game. I can't say exactly who we play yet because the official schedule is now. But we will be over there.
But I already know who it is. So I know where you're coming. I won't say what it is, but I know who it is. So
we'll spend 2 days over in Atlanta.
So hey, when you're here, I will take you to some spots that you will like. I promise you that.
Okay. I appreciate it. Hey, I love to eat.
Hey, and I also know you got a game somewhere else that I know I have a house there too, so I will be in that one too. I won't blow it. I'm not John Rothstein. I won't report it here on the show, but I do know.
Gotcha. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Hey, Coach Howard. Hey, man, I look forward to seeing you this season, man. I'm wishing you all the best of luck. You got a great staff. You're a great person, man. I love talking to you every on the show, man. I appreciate your friendship as well, Coach.
No, I always appreciate you and what you do for not only myself and Alabama A&M, but for all the HBCUs that you support. You know, keep doing what you do. You do a great job.
Thanks, Coach. You be safe, man. And I'll see you soon, buddy.
All right. Thank you, JR. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Take care.